Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood life coach, back with another dose of reality served fresh daily on Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. Self-compassion and forgiveness. I know, it sounds a little preachy, right? Like something you'd hear at a yoga retreat or maybe after a particularly intense meditation session. But trust me, this stuff is essential for living a happy, fulfilling life, even if your definition of fulfilling involves binge-watching reality TV and eating all the pizza. Ever felt like a total screw-up? You know that feeling when you trip over thin air, spill coffee on yourself right before an important meeting, or accidentally send that embarrassing text to the wrong person? Yeah, we've all been there. Those moments where you want to crawl under a rock and disappear? That's your inner critic going into overdrive, judging every little flaw and misstep. The truth is, being kind to yourself in those moments is just as important as being kind to anyone else. It's about acknowledging that everyone makes mistakes, that we all have moments of weakness, and that life isn't a perfectly choreographed dance. Self-compassion means accepting yourself with all your quirks, imperfections, and yes, even your occasional epic fails. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate your best friend for making a mistake, right? You'd probably offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even some well-meaning, but hopefully not unsolicited, advice. So why do we treat ourselves with such harsh judgment when we stumble? Here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about recognizing that you're human, and humans are imperfect. It's about acknowledging your struggles without shame, offering yourself understanding and support instead of criticism. And let me tell you, it makes a world of difference. Self-compassion allows you to learn from your mistakes without getting bogged down by guilt or regret. It gives you the strength to bounce back from setbacks and keep moving forward. And when you treat yourself with kindness and understanding, it's easier to extend that same compassion to others. Now, let's talk forgiveness, both for ourselves and for others. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts us way more than anyone else. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning bad behavior. It means releasing the anger and resentment that's holding you back. Think about a time when someone hurt you deeply. How does that pain still feel? Does it weigh you down, steal your joy, or prevent you from moving forward in healthy ways? Letting go of that bitterness can be tough, but trust me, it's liberating. Forgiveness is not just for the other person, it's also a gift you give yourself. It allows you to heal, grow, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Here's something relatable. Imagine dropping your phone on the pavement. That sickening crack as the screen shatters? Yeah, we've all been there. You might feel anger, frustration, even a little sadness. It's a bummer. But instead of dwelling on that broken screen, wouldn't it be more productive to take a deep breath, assess the damage, and figure out how to fix or replace it? That's self-compassion in action, acknowledging the hurt, feeling it fully, but then choosing to move forward with resilience and grace. Forgiveness is like that. Recognizing the pain caused by another person's actions, understanding their motivations, even if they don't make sense, and choosing to let go of the anger so you can heal and grow. Remember, self-compassion and forgiveness are ongoing journeys, not destination points. There will be days when it feels easier than others, but keep practicing. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. So, what's the takeaway here? First, remember that you're human, and humans make mistakes. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Second, practice forgiveness, both for yourself and for others. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. Finally, never underestimate the power of a little self-love. You deserve it. Go ahead and share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words today. Leave a review if you found it helpful. Your feedback means the world to me. And remember, keep on thriving. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of reality served fresh daily, only here on Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.